This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
How many of you believe that the Prophet sought istighfar for them? The Prophet prayed for you. He made istighfar for you. Anyone know, believe in that? By you, for you personally. Did he do istighfar for you? Are we doubting this issue, Jama'ah? Okay, let's see here from this hadith. Hadith number 1843 in Riyad al-Salihin. قال وعن عاصم الأحول بن عبد الله عن عاصم الأحول رضي الله عنه عن عبد الله بن سرجس الصحابي قال قلت لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا رسول الله غفر الله لك قال ولك قال عاصم فقلت له استغفر لك رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال نعم ولك ثم تلا هذه الآية واستغفر لذنبك والمؤمنين والمؤمنات رواه مسلم. So this hadith عاصم بن الأحول, one of the companions, one of the companions, he was speaking with the Sahabi Abdullah bin Sarjis. He said to him, قال قلت لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Abdullah bin Sarjis, he says, one day I told the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, غفر الله لك, may Allah forgive you. So Abdullah bin Sarjis made dua for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that may Allah forgive you. I mean, but he did that dua. What is the response from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was to him was what? And you too. And you too. So Asim al-Ahwal, the one who was narrating the story from the Sahabi, he was kind of like, whoa. He told the Sahabi, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he made dua for you, meaning he made dua to seek forgiveness for you. He said, yes, and he did that for you too. And Asim is like, how come? I mean, how is that possible? So Abdullah bin Sarjis, he quoted the ayah, Surah Muhammad, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Have the knowledge. There is no God worthy of worship but Allah. وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ. And seek forgiveness. He said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, seek forgiveness from your own sins, وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ, and for the believing men and women. So basically, from this ayah, we know when the Prophet ﷺ used to make dua and seek istighfar for the ummah, you guys are included. May Allah subhanahu make us among the believers, ya Rabbil Alameen. And what's the benefit you get from the istighfar of the Prophet ﷺ? Allahu Akbar. That is shafa'a. That is intercession. That the Prophet ﷺ is seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for you. And his dua is not like my dua to you. So dua of the Prophet is very special. Now, how did Abdullah bin Sarjis, anyway, he got that privilege to be with the Prophet in this situation? So the story is expanded in Sunan Tirmidhi, in which Abdullah ibn Sarjis, radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda, he said when the Prophet arrived to Medina, he was one of those people who were curious about this man. So he came to see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he was also from Medina. He knew about the signs of prophethood and from the Jewish community, and he heard about the seal of prophethood on his back, salawatullahi wasallam alayhi. So he came from behind the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, seeking, looking around, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he noticed that he's doing that. So he pushed his garment below his shoulder, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to reveal that seal that was on his shoulder for him to see it. So the man, he saw that, and he realized he is Muhammad, he is the messenger of God. So he turned to the face of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and had a conversation with him. Not just conversation, he had a meal. He had a meal with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was served thareed. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was served thareed. Thareed is all I could say. It's every culture probably have some sort of a dish similar to that. That's when you have bread, layers of bread, soaked with meat broth, sometimes with meat, sometimes with vegetable, and you eat that with your hand. So that's the thareed. And it was the most favorite dishes for the Prophet ﷺ in the Arab cuisine back then. So the Prophet ﷺ, he was served thareed, and Abdullah bin Sarjis joined on that meal. So he ate with the Prophet ﷺ, and that's when he said to Rasulullah, Ya Rasulullah, he said, غَفَرَ اللَّهُ لَكْ, may Allah forgive you. And the Prophet ﷺ says, and you too. What do we learn from the Prophet ﷺ about this? First of all, the Prophet ﷺ was very generous, inviting the people over, right? Abdullah tells the Prophet ﷺ, may Allah forgive you. What was the answer for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? You too, right? Today, if someone tells you, may Allah forgive you, what are you going to tell them? They're going to start fighting with you. Probably even cursing at you, probably. Like as if you're cursing at them. Right? May Allah forgive you. For what? What did I do wrong? Ya akhi, say on you too. Say, I mean, what, just dua. Someone is making dua for you. It doesn't matter. And here's the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is the one who is deserving of pushing back at this dua. Right? Still, the Prophet said, and you too. Subhanallah. So that signs also from humbleness, humility from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with his ummah and with the believers. May Allah give us that humility, ya Rabbil Alameen. So once again, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is seeking forgiveness to all of you. So make sure that you seek forgiveness for yourself and for the believing brothers and sisters around you. Okay, can we make dua for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our time and say, ya Allah, forgive the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? The answer is actually, no, you shouldn't. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guarantees his forgiveness. For us, we say, ya Rabbi, jazihi anna khair al-jaza. Ya Allah, reward the Messenger of Allah, the best of reward for the sacrifice he did for this ummah. And may Allah make us among those who will receive his shafa'ah on the day of judgment, ya Rabbil Alameen. Wallahu a'lam. Any question, Jama'ah? Yes. So do we know the description of the seal or that was on his back, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? It was mentioned in Sunan Tirmidhi and also Shama'il Muhammadiyah in kind of details. The size of it is the size of a pigeon's egg, which is like a quarter size. Also, it looks like, some they say it looks more like a birthmark. Some they say it's like more like a tha'alil, which is basically like warts, kind of like the texture, you could say. It's actually like warts. Also, it was dark, and it has a hair growing on it. Did it have any specific marks, like indicating that he's a prophet in terms of names, inscriptions, for example? The answer is no. No inscription whatsoever. But that sign was between his two shoulders, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, closer to his right shoulder. So if you put your left hand on over your right shoulder, it will be somewhere around that area. Wallahu ta'ala. Naam. No inscription, nothing. No, nothing like say Muhammad or Rasulullah. No, nothing of that. The same thing happened with Salman al-Farisi, exactly. Salman al-Farisi was looking for this exact same sign. Because it was mentioned in the scripture. Yeah. Wallahu a'lam. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.